This is the Tim and Jess podcast for Hit 96.1.
I was having a chat with my mate the other day, and she brought up something that I think every person may have felt at some point.
Okay.
She's been seeing a guy, I guess, for a few months now,
mm-hmm.
And they message back and forth a lot. And she said, there's only one thing that I can see wrong with this guy, and I don't know if it's, like, enough to put me off him for good.
So it's a so she's dealing with a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's texting grammar.
So what, misspelling, like shortcuts or like just misspelled words?
It's a mix of lots of things. Shortcuts, misspelt words.
But are shortcuts
just
necessarily
just like dropping words for no reason, like not, like just how long does it take to just read back a text and make sure that it makes sense?
Literally, that was the point of text messages. I don't see anything wrong with saying, hey, I've got to go, I'll come back, and it's like got to the number go, I'll be, just the letter B back. Like, that's
for me, texting shortcuts, massive turn off.
In an email, obviously, no.
Yeah.
But in texting, I think that it's fine.
Like, your phone literally has predictive text these days. Like, it's not that you have to go out of your way to text poorly these days.
I think you might just be the worst.
Because I've had this experience before as well with guys where I've been completely put off by the way that they text, because it reveals a lot about a person, I think.
Really?
If they're not putting in the effort to send a text, like, what else aren't they going to put effort in for?
This is why there's so many lonely women out there.
Because
everyone's got such high expectations. Oh, he won't message me proper English. If you can understand it, why do you have to be rude about it?
Listen, we're not gonna solve this ourselves, Tim. It's time to take it to the people's court.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Tim and Jess. Cases are real. The stories aren't always important, but the rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
It's Tim. It's time. 13, 12, 16.
It is Tim and time.
It is Tim and time. It's 13, 12, 16. Give us a call. Should this be a deal breaker?
What? Shortcut texting?
Shortcut texting, bad grammar in texting.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Tim and Jess. Cases are real. The stories aren't always important, but the rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Kerry's called through on 13, 12, 16 from the Mount. Kerry, the first one through. That means you are the judge. What do you think? Is it a deal breaker if someone uses shortcuts while they're texting?
Oh, not really. Like,
yeah.
Kerry,
yeah,
no, you seem like the kind of person would send a number two instead of the word two, though.
Nah, look, I sold a car on Facebook a couple of weeks back, and this fellow was messaging me, and I swear every word that he sent me was probably two letters. You know,
really?
Mate, and this, and yeah, it was weird, but no, I don't think that's a deal breaker. You know, maybe he was just being funny, maybe, you know. It's not that big of a deal, I don't reckon.
Exactly, Kerry. It's not like if you understand what the person's saying, then
not
that's
as if
fine.
It's
so off-putting, Kerry.
Let the judge
extra
speak.
Letters in it, do you know what I mean? I'm sure he's not sending a word with 10, 12 extra letters in it.
Exactly. Like, Kerry's not losing a sale. He's not losing a girlfriend. Kerry is completely winning at life, and Kerry just so happens to be the judge. So, Kerry, final ruling, is a deal breaker when you send texting shortcuts?
Absolutely not.
And gavel down.
I'll let my mate know, but Kerry, I'm not taking your ruling into my life.
No, absolutely not. No way.
Thanks for your call, Kerry. Got a Subway voucher for you, champ.
Oh, yeah, cheers, mate.
No worries, buddy.
Yeah, Tim. Kerry, you can have your ruling, buddy, but
no, Jess, this is law now. She has to stay with him.
Oh,
how unfortunate for her.
God.
Come on. Come and get it. Tim and Jess, 6 a.m. weekdays on Hit 96.1 and always on Facebook.com/Hit 96.1.